The only reason we're in this situation, in this planetary crisis, is because humans have acted certain ways, and humans act certain ways because they are culturally driven to do that. So it's insulting to people to say, well, you know, just, you know, recycle your garbage and drive a smaller car and, you know, walk when you can. It feels really bogus when you try to tell people that. And people know that. They know that this is a systemic issue, that this is something that's going to take immense creativity and imagination. And so the thing that I've noticed when I've gone around the world to talk about this stuff is that what prevents people from really engaging their imagination is a whole bunch of really complex emotions that seem to revolve around guilt and blame and sorrow. And these tend to be quite paralyzing. It seems to me to be useless to just, you know, tell people that they have to do something different. What they have to do is feel that they need to do something different, understand why they need to do something. And that's where the cultural piece comes in. That's why it's so important to try to plug into that, because science as a discipline rarely has a narrative. Scientists are not fit for that. That's not their job. It's not what they know how to do. That's where artists come in.